more than one would be.
Coughs.
Just has to tell you.
How would you describe the gentle noise that's made by a calf or a cow when it's moo? Mm-hmm. Ever heard that called a low?
Low or cow.
What about the noise that's made by a horse? Yeah. Anything else?
Whinny.
Yeah. Ever heard people say knicker? Mm-hmm. Oh, what about if you have a lot of animals like chickens and geese and ducks and things like that? A general term would be what? If you have a lot of
animals?
Well, specifically feathered animals.
Oh, fowl.
What would you call a hen that's on a nest trying to hatch out?
Nesting hen. Laying hen. Uh-huh. Oh, setting hen. That means cat.
But what about the place where you keep your chickens? You call that a
chicken yard.
Chicken yard or chicken
house.
What about chicken coop?
Chicken coop.
You fry chicken. The piece to the kids
watch
it
to
the
party.
Pulley ball. What's the idea behind that? What's it supposed to?
The longest one gets to make a wish and the wish is supposed to come true. The one who gets takes the longest and they get their wish is supposed to come true. Pulley bone and wishbone. Are those terms.
Is that a good thing? Have you ever heard any conferences term used to describe these
sort of articles like the number and lights
that are edible? Is that what we were talking about a while ago? Have you ever heard people talk about the Haslett or something like that? Never heard that. Okay. Well, if you're on a farm and your cow begins to moo it, and your horse is neighing and all that, you might say, well, it's the latest, right on to
milking time.
Milking time. This is always an interesting thing. Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows, say to get up and come in from the pasture?
Ben, I'm fixed to call cows here. Daddy stands up and he goes, like that, calf. And they used to come to all 250 head of them. Let's see, yeah. My uncle raised horses and he'd whistle. He'd whistle for them and they would come. Like that.
Have you ever heard him say anything to get up to turn left or right?
G and haw. Okay. I don't know which is which.
Let's get it up. What about if you were wagon or something like that? What would you say to him to get him started from a standing position?
Get up and walk.
Get up. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any calls to pigs when you're feeding them?
Sweet.
What about the chickens when you're feeding them?
And cluck, cluck, cluck. And, chick, chick.
Obviously, when you call the sheep. And if you need to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say you have to do what?
Curry and comb and...
Or when you put all that stuff on, you say
harness them up, saddle up. Floor yet.
Is that right?
He's lazy in the summertime.